Well, welcome back to Connecting Faith. Well, our Faith Radio Ministry spotlight for this month is Cure International. Cure is a nonprofit organization that operates charitable hospitals and specialty programs in 30 countries where medical care is often most needed and least available. In the places where Cure serves, children with disabilities are often viewed as cursed, unfortunately. And today, together, we can help heal children with disabilities and let them know that they are indeed loved by God. Joining me today is Paul Goldsmith. He's the Vice President of Marketing for Cure International. Welcome, Paul.
Thank you, Joe. It's good to be here.
Well, tell me a little bit about what Cure has been doing recently, and especially about who Cure serves.
Well, Cure serves the least of these, children that are in places where they don't have access to healthcare like we do here in the United States, and we get the opportunity to serve them and tell them they're loved. As you mentioned, kids with disabilities often in developing countries are known as cursed, and mom is usually blamed for that. And so we get to tell them that no, they're loved by God, and we can actually treat them. And so we're really excited. Cure's newest hospital is actually a partnership with the Tim Tebow Foundation, and we have the Tebow Cure Hospital in the Philippines. So we're really excited for that opportunity to heal kids in the Philippines as well as 29 other countries around the world.
So I'm reading that Cure helps children with curable disabilities, so things like maybe a cleft lip, bowed legs, a club foot. What other conditions is Cure able to help children with?
Well, that's exactly it. Clubfoot Cure is the leading provider of clubfoot treatment in the world, so it's a very correctable disability. And here in America, we treat it right away when a baby's born with their legs or their feet are pointed inward. But often that's left neglected in other countries. And when that's the case, children, they can't go out and run out and play. They can't walk to school, and often end up as beggars. And so we're able to come in and treat them through a very simple procedure and help them to walk on straight feet. And when we do so, we also are able to share the gospel at the same time.
So really, it's not just that medical care might not be available otherwise in these countries, but also the perception of children who have these, what we would consider in America to be very curable disabilities, isn't it?
Exactly right. And so oftentimes we hear the stories of parents taking their children to a witch doctor or some other, unnatural cure. And when that doesn't work, they're told to throw their baby away because it's a curse. And we tell them that that's absolutely not the case, that we can treat this. Other conditions we treat in the case of hydrocephalus, which is also known as water on the brain, those children don't survive, and each day that goes by that they don't get treatment, leads to a drop in their IQ points, and ultimately it's a fatal condition. And in that case, we're able to do brain surgery on these babies and restore their life and give them life through generous donations to Cure.
Oh, that's just amazing that you're able to do that. And also, you said that Cure provides a message of the gospel to these kids. How do they go about doing that?
Great question. So at Cure, we're founded on a verse in Scripture in the book of Luke in chapter 9. Jesus tells his disciples to go out and proclaim the kingdom of God and heal the sick. And so that's Cure's mission statement. And so we don't think it's good enough to correct their legs or their smile or give them a surgery and not give them the greatest news of all, the message of Jesus Christ. And so in every Cure hospital, there's a medical director and there's a spiritual director. And the medical team makes their rounds just like they would at any other hospital facility. But the spiritual team also makes their rounds to the bedside of the children and moms who are staying in the bed with the child. And we're able to pray with them and get to know these kids and families, because oftentimes they're in the hospital for several days or weeks or in some cases months. And we get to be there alongside that journey. And And we hear stories after story of entire villages coming to know the Lord because that curse that they were known as, they come back to their village and the child's running and where they couldn't walk before. And now they're a miracle. And so it's just an incredible testimony. And, you know, in the Bible, three-fourths of Jesus' miracles were healing. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people wonder, what would Jesus do? What's God like? We don't have to ask. We know what Jesus did. He healed people, and he called us to do the same, and that's exactly what cure does.
Mm. Well, and it seems like you're really uniting families again, too. If there were parents who were told to discard of their child because he or she was a curse, then through healing and through presenting the gospel, maybe you're bringing some families and even communities back together as well.
Oh, absolutely the case. Unfortunately, too often dads don't stick around when there's a cursed baby. And the children are the last to eat and just buried away and hidden. And so it absolutely restores, you know, families when they're introduced to the gospel and told that, you know, this child's a blessing. And so that's very insightful. You're absolutely right. Because to know that God would provide and would heal their child is miraculous, and that definitely restores families.
So where do the doctors and healthcare professionals come from, and how does CURE pay for their services?
Great question. So we train doctors in country. So it's not all American doctors that serve in these hospitals. They are from the countries where they serve. So our doctors and nurses in India are Indian, and our doctors and nurses in Uganda are from Uganda. So we train and pass that down so that it's sustainable. So these nationals are taking care of their own, and it's not just, you know, white faces, but these are Ugandans and Zambians and Egyptians and Afghanis in Afghanistan, where CURE has a hospital in Kabul, Afghanistan. And so that's really important to CURE, that it's different than their traditional mission model, where, you know, Westerners go off to a mission experience and they treat the children. We train nationals. And in fact, there was an article in St. Louis newspaper this past week telling the story of doctors going to the CURE hospital in Uganda to get training on the procedures of treating hydrocephalus. So American doctors are actually going to CURE facilities in Africa to get the latest instruction and techniques about how to treat these conditions, because we see it so often, it's so prevalent there. The CURE doctors are the experts. And the way that we get funding is through generous donors that give. And so we're grateful of, you know, Faith Radio's spotlight. We're able to take the money. 100% of the money that comes into CURE goes directly to the hospital to provide treatment.
So if someone's listening today and they want to find out more about CURE, of course, they can go to our website at myfaithradio.com, and we do have a link to CURE there, but maybe they're listening right now and just want to be able to log on. Can you tell us how people can get involved?
Absolutely. There's two great ways. We have a toll-free number. It's 844-303-CURE. That's 844-303-2873, or cure.org.
Well, and your first hospital, I see, opened in Kenya back in 1998, a long time ago. Tell me how CURE has expanded since then.
Sure, from that first hospital, and that really wasn't that long ago, just 21 years ago, a doctor, an orthopedic surgeon from Pennsylvania, decided to open a hospital in Kenya, and he was really going to retire there and just work there. But then God provided opportunities from there in Uganda and Ethiopia, and it just seemed like each year there was another opportunity to spread, because you know, healing really does change everything, and it's a perfect vehicle for sharing the gospel by providing medical treatment. So from that first hospital in Kajabe, Kenya, now we're in 30 countries around the world, and as I mentioned, the latest is in the Philippines, the Tibo CURE Hospital in Davao City. So it's it's really remarkable, the ways that God brings people to cure and is able to provide. And it's really not that well known of a ministry, but as soon as you're introduced, warning, you fall in love with these kids. And we show the kids, when you go to cure.org, you can see the kids that are in the hospital right now receiving treatment.
Oh, I can attest to that. Your website does just a wonderful job in bringing us directly into what you're doing with Cure. So thanks so much for doing that.
Oh, yes, you're welcome. And we really appreciate the opportunity to get the word out. Chris Tomlin is, a very well-known worship leader, and he found out about Cure, and he's actually a member of the board of directors now. So we're really grateful for opportunities to talk about Cure on the radio. And also, people may have heard about Cure from the recent Chris Tomlin tour, because he's helping us to not be such a secret anymore, which is wonderful, because the more folks that know about it and fall in love with the kids and the ministry of Cure, the more kids we can heal.
Well, Paul Goldsmith, Vice President of Marketing for Cure International, thanks so much for joining us today. And to find out more about Cure and how you can get involved, you can go to our website at myfaithradio.com, and we will have a link to Cure right there on the front page. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Joe.
Have a blessed day.
You too.